Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Geek Valley Social Club. So today I'm going to talk about the live-action Mulan movie. Spoilers ahead, although it's kind of weird saying spoilers ahead for a movie that's already been based off of a movie. Granted, one's animated, one's live-action, so I don't think anything's really going to surprise anybody. Because if you've seen the cartoon, then you pretty much know what's going to happen. But anyways, if you don't want any spoilers, I'm probably going to talk about some things. Not like there are any big surprises, but fair warning, spoilers ahead. So if you haven't seen Mulan yet and you don't want it to be spoiled for whatever reason, you know, listen to this podcast a little later. All right. Now, that being said, Mulan live action. Yeah. Disney made a kung fu flick. They made a martial arts movie. And I think people who aren't accustomed to these types of movies, I think it's confused some people maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm getting mixed reactions and reviews about the live action Mulan. It doesn't seem like everyone's accepting it, you know? But with Disney heads, like I said, it's a mixed bag of like, oh, I thought it was okay, or like, I didn't like it at all, or it was just meh. And personally, I think it's probably because people aren't used to watching that type of movie, and it probably wasn't expected from Disney. It's weird because, you know, again, Disney, they're hit and miss with their live action movies. And it's kind of weird, I think, from my perspective, because it's like, all right, they'll do a live action version or a completely CG'd version of one of their classics. And it's either its own story, you know, with familiar things, or they literally just CG the original cartoon shot for shot, and people still kind of like aren't happy with it. So it's kind of weird, like with The Lion King, that was pretty much a shot for shot CG version of the cartoon, and yet people kind of were like, it was cool that they got James Earl Jones, but I didn't really care for it. Okay, then they went and did Aladdin, and Aladdin kind of veered off, you know, course with a few things, and of course, you know, Robin Williams has passed, and I think some people went in with already like it's not going to be the same, so I feel a lot of people didn't really give it a chance, because already a mentality going in is somewhat on a negative, or you know, I thought it was fine, I enjoyed it. Then what I'm Maleficent, so those movies I thought were great, and those seemed to be well received, because that just completely went off the rails of the original. I mean, granted, there wasn't much to go on, but it was kind of cool that they, you know, they gave this character who we thought was one thing, but in the live action movie it's like, oh, spoilers, she wasn't such a bad person after all, you know. I mean, yeah, she did some terrible stuff, but the character development, you're like, oh wow, that's a cool version. Like, you know, somewhere along the lines, the story changed to make her the bad guy, but yet she wasn't. And that was well received. So with Mulan, I think there's a lot of things too. Before Mulan even came out, because this movie had been postponed for like, what, a year or so? I mean, it just seems like it's been forever because of what's going on in the world. But I mean, like, Mushu the dragon, they had already announced like a while ago that the dragon wasn't going to be in the movie. We already knew that. So, and also I think with this movie, I think a lot of people, again, I love kung fu movies, I love martial arts movies, I love action and stuff like that. Not saying this movie's all action, but I think it was cool to see that they made this movie in like a traditional sense, like, you know, the choreography, the fighting scenes and all that were really cool. They took the classic like wire work style acrobatics, and like you saw that, you know, with like Mulan and other characters like scaling walls or doing all kinds of crazy flips, and I thought that was neat. Like, I, you know, and again, like I said, that I'm familiar with that, so when I watched it, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I haven't really seen a whole lot of that in like a Disney flick or whatever. And granted, I'm trying to think, not that there should have been a reason. I mean, if you were going to do it with any movie, Mulan would have been the movie. I did watch the original cartoon recently as like a refresher, just kind of like, you know, you couldn't really escape it, everybody was talking about it, so I was like, oh, it's on Disney Plus, might as well, you know, let's watch it. And it was fun, it was cool. Like, I remember watching it back in the day, and I watched it again, I was like, all right, cool, you know. It didn't, like, it's not one of my favorites or anything like that, but you know, it was cool to watch it over again. It was like, oh, it was a good story. This story, I mean, all the bullet points are still there. They didn't follow it word for word or whatever. Again, no Mushu. There was no, it wasn't a musical. Like, you know, Mulan doesn't like bust out into song, but I thought it was a cool version of the story. Granted, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of other people really cared about it. Now, I don't know, for whatever reason, like I said, there was no real theatrical release. So maybe there's that. Maybe things are different when you watch it on the big screen as opposed to watch it in your house. But I enjoyed it. It didn't take away from the experience or anything like that. But for me, straight up, I think Mulan was a straight up martial arts movie. Donnie Yen, Jason Lee, even the original Mulan has the voice actress, Ming-Na Wei. I'm probably destroying her name if that's even, but she pops up and that was awesome. I was like, oh my God, like that's cool. Like she got to show up and that was pretty neat, but I liked it. I thought it was cool. I don't know. I don't want to say there's a lot of negativity. It just seems there's more confusion or meh when it comes to, from what I've been seeing and hearing recently about Mulan. But I mean, any real Disney head, they're going to go watch it. Like, you're going to go see it. If you didn't pay right now and you're going to wait till it's free in like November, December, which I think is also kind of interesting that Disney's doing that. It's like you can either buy it now on Disney Plus, or I guess anyone can buy it now, or you just wait a few more months and then it's free. So that's kind of interesting. I know a couple of people that are actually waiting. I wasn't one of them. We watched it right away. Because, I mean, when you think about it, it's like, oh, it's like $30. It's like, well, that's, again, two people go, at least, when you used to go to the movies, two people, movie ticket plus food or whatever. I mean, it pretty much equals like a $30, $40 night. So, and at least this way, you actually own the movie. So no big deal. It wasn't like, but yeah, I think there's just some confusion. It was unexpected. I wasn't expecting it. Like I said, it was just an interesting take on, the realism of it. But then again, like I said, they threw in a lot of traditional wire work fighting choreography, which I thought was cool. It kind of took me back to all these old school martial arts movies that I like watching, because you don't really see that too often. I think a lot of the, I think sometimes it's more, well, depends on what kind of movies you watch. Netflix has like a ton of like action movies by like Asian directors and stuff where they still kind of use those traditional tricks and all that. But for the most part, most audiences, most action flicks they see, it's either like a lot of gun toting or like crazy choreographed fight scenes where they're more realistic. I like the fact that people are climbing, scaling walls, or Matrix style, like running along the wall or stuff like that. So I thought that was cool. But all the bullet points are there, I feel. You had the scenes, you had your visual scenes where, like in the cartoon, she looks at her face in the sword and she sees a reflection. They did that. They did the snow scene where the, I forgot what they call them. Like in the cartoon, I want to say they were like Mongols or whatever, but in the live action movie, I forgot what they were called. But they had that scene where she knocks the snow and it causes like this avalanche to fall on them. Like that was in there. There was a training montage, the whole, in the cartoon, it was like, we'll be your man, that montage. Well, again, minus the singing, but they had that training montage and all that. So, I mean, they had bullet points of like specific things that were familiar from the cartoon that they threw in the live action. I thought was cool. But I mean, I don't know, maybe people wanted, I don't know, maybe the fact that Mushu wasn't in it really upset people. They really wanted that talking dragon. But the cartoon was more like a comedic, that was, the god Eddie Murphy, like he you had that. Once you knew Eddie Murphy was in there, you're like, oh, he's going to be funny. And he was. But this movie, I think, took not so much a more serious tone, but more realistic tone. So I thought it was cool. I enjoyed it. I liked it. Maybe, when you watch these movies, try not to, I know it's hard, but when you go in, because you already have a pre-existing, like, well, they've already made this, so I want to see what, this one looks like. And I know it's hard to like not compare, but it's definitely not the same. I mean, there's similarities, but it isn't the same. This live action version is a more like real take on this character. But the visuals are cool. The colors popped. Like you said, it was just, I mean, I don't know where they filmed this, but like those sceneries were beautiful. The colors of the movie, there was comedy in it. The action, I think, was cool. The choreography was cool. The fight scenes and all that. And it was good to see a lot of those actors, you know, like it's awesome. I know Disney has, or even just Hollywood in general, they have a tendency to quote-unquote whitewash movies that, you know, they usually, instead, you know, like I said, like with like this Asian cinematic movie, like, you know, they got, you know, actors, the right actors to portray these actual characters. So I mean, you know, good job for them for doing that. Like, and unfortunately, you know, I'm hoping that's the new trend with Hollywood, because that whole whitewashing aspect, as you know, it's that thing is real, you know. But in a story like this, you can't do it. Like, let's just shoot back. And I don't say, you know, quote unquote whitewashing, but like with take Avatar the Last Airbender, you know, you had a director that kind of switched everything on its head, where he, you know, he literally got rid of a race of people for these characters. You know, it's like, I get that you want a diverse, but it seems like, personally, I think in that movie where M. Night Shyamalan messed up was he definitely had an agenda for who he wanted in his movie. And it was like, oh, okay, so this is the direction you went. It's like, ooh, all right. I mean, because there are different, you know, like I said, the earth tribes, water tribes, and all those tribes. Like, you could have diverse groups instead of literally getting rid of a whole culture that the story is based off of. So this movie did not do that. This movie got the right actors. They got, you know, so you don't have to worry about that. But like I said, if and when you watch this movie, just it's the same but different, if that makes sense, you know. And it was fun. I thought it was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. Check it out. That's, you know, I guess this was my Mulan. I actually more wanted to talk about the fact that it was, like I said, I forgot that I was watching a Disney movie, and I was like, oh my, yeah, this is a kung fu flick, you know. And that's awesome, because I love those. I've grown up on those. I still watch those today. It was nice to see that. Wow, it's like, oh man, that's cool. Like, this very big budgeted corporation did this movie, you know. And that's cool that they let these directors and screenwriters and whoever, you know, they had a vision, and they got to, it looks like they got to keep a lot of that vision. And it was a nice surprise. It was a pleasant surprise for me. So, and you know, to be fair, you know, most Disney movies I saw way back when, I'm not, you know, they don't hold that, you know, there's not a special place in my heart for a lot of these Disney movies. But granted, if you go back to an earlier podcast, the one where, if you go back and listen to my Disney Doesn't Want Me podcast, I kind of, you know, I've been, you know, biased towards, you know, in a negative way towards Disney. So, you know, Disney was triggering for me for many years. And go back and listen to that podcast, and you'll know why. But yeah, I liked it. It was a cool flick. I thought it was a cool, like, enough action and adventure and all that. And surprisingly, there were hints of a romance. I'm thinking maybe it was just me putting two and two together, as far as like, but honestly, there wasn't really, you know. It was kind of nice that you know, you have this strong female character, and the story driven about, you know, about honor and family, and just this very powerful woman coming into her own, or showing that, like, hey, you know, like, I can do this too. It doesn't have to be, you know, always guys or whatever. So it was kind of cool that they didn't really throw in any romance, really, because I mean, you don't have to water it down with, like, oh, all these movies, like, oh, just because there's a strong female protagonist, you know, you don't need to, like, you know, she doesn't have to be falling in love in this movie. It's like, no, this was a different journey. This wasn't about, like, you know, hey, I can do everything a man can, or I'm doing this, and then, oh, I meet someone and it's all good. No, it's like, there were hints of, you know, maybe some romance, but it, like I said, I think that's just, they show certain scenes with certain, I mean, you know, if you've seen the cartoon, you kind of know, but they didn't really speak on it, really. It's just a couple scenes where you're just like, oh, okay, like, I guess that might be something, but they didn't really shove that down your throat, because that's not what the movie was about. The movie was about a female protecting her family and doing what was right to, you know, for honor and family. And you know, it, you know, about showing, like, hey, look, I can do this, but, you know, that wasn't really the point. The point was really mainly, like, it doesn't matter who you are, like, you know, if you have honor and, you know, you're all about family, sometimes you do the impossible, and all it takes is some person to take a risk, as far as, like, you know, unfortunately, the story, like, we can't see past our own nose sometimes, I guess. But it was good. It was definitely really good. I enjoyed it, you know. Give it a chance, go in with an open mind. Actually, that seems like it's negative. That seems like, you know, it just, I don't know. It depends on how you feel about the cartoon, because it's not that. you know. But like I said, there are some things that we already knew going in. Like I said, there's no talking dragon, and there is no musical number. They're not singing and dancing. Okay. But yeah, well, I mean, you know, hit me up however you're listening to this, or don't forget to follow the Geek Valley Social Club Instagram page and let me know what you thought of Mulan. As always, thank you for listening.